Welcome. You're listening to Casually Baked, the podcast, home base for the can of curious. Thanks for tuning in.
It's high time. We had a high time together. Together. Yes, it's high time. We had a high time together.
Hi, y'all. I'm Joe, your host and cannabis lifestyle guide. The new year is in full effect, even though the majority of us are still tying up loose ends from last year while contemplating which resolution we can actually get behind. And if you're anything like me, you're also still figuring out who you want to be when you grow up. When we're kids, we think grown-ups have it all together and figured out. But when we become adults, we realize that we're still our childhood selves disguised in grown-up bodies. The same fears and insecurities we developed as children follow us right on into adulthood and shape the decisions we make and affect the relationships in our lives. If I didn't know better, life would stress me the fuck out. And once upon a time, it did. Big time. But today's guest introduced me to one of my most important life skills about 12 years ago. Since wellness is on the menu this month on the podcast, I thought I'd share the love. On today's show, we're diving into feeling our feelings with my blood and soul sister, Crystal Newding. At the end of this episode, you'll still have all of the emotions, but you'll better understand how to allow yourself to feel and move through them without getting torn up or freaked out. Our feelings inform our reality, and cannabis can play an important role in seeing it all clearly. So settle in, get casually baked, and let's dive into the energy element.
I got the bottle of wine, the high dollar kind. I got the West Coast smoke, but I better just take one.
Whew, sister, we made it. We survived another holiday.
We did. Bless our hearts. I love you.
I know. And the people have heard you on the podcast before, and they know that we always do a breakdown of family stuff. But but I'm focusing on wellness in January. And, you know, you taught me one of the most valuable life-supporting skills that I know. And I want you to share what that is, because I know how to do it really well, but you know how to teach it.
Yeah.
And we did a lot of it during the holidays.
Yeah.
And I, you know, it's one of those things that we might not be able to teach everyone this skill in time to help them for this holiday season.
True.
But it's a perfect skill to learn
in
the new year where we are getting a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's called the energy element. That's what you call it. So, you know, I sound like I'm talking about some mystery of the universe. And, you know, I think for a lot of people it is. Mm-hmm. So explain to everyone how you've made me a a sane, enjoyable human being to be around.
I love you. Well, I feel like I've taught you what the energy element is. Like, what are you bringing to every situation? The energy that we're bringing to every situation that we're living. And not only what we're bringing to it, but what we're picking up and what we're feeling. And on several occasions throughout this weekend, I had the perfect and most fabulous opportunity to use this. Because as most people probably understand, when you have a difficult conversation or a conversation within the family that can maybe bring up some heightened energy, whether that's anxiety or irritation or frustration, really just allowing ourselves to breathe through that feeling. And I feel what I have tried to teach you is how to break it down from in front of you as a situation or a person that's upsetting you. And attached to that is the emotion that you're feeling around that situation. But more important than that is the physical sensation in your body that you call the emotion that you then you can get stuck in or you can allow it to move. So there were really a couple of powerful moments this weekend where we were, there was some intense conversation happening, and I felt it in my chest and just, you know, looked in the eye of the person that I was having the conversation with and calmed myself and allowed myself to just breathe, listening to what they were saying, but just breathe and allow myself to let that energy that's pounding in my chest or gripping in my throat or punching me in the stomach, whichever, you know, we feel energy all over our bodies, but in particularly intense moments, you feel where that is. You can really feel it. And so it was in my chest, and just breathing and looking them in the eye. And then all of a sudden, I'm released from the tightness and the frustration and the kind of stress around the physical sensation, and was able to just speak eloquently and succinctly and get the point across that I truly wanted to get across, rather than...
And that you've been trying to get across. Yeah. I'm tongue-tied trying to say it. I was in the moment like, oh my God, this is so amazing. It was so good. And you were remembering and pulling up facts out of your ass that I'm like, that's true. That's true. And oh my God, that ties to that. But it's getting out of the way of those emotions that you're feeling to allow yourself to be that poignant, articulate human being that has something to say.
Well, and calm. And that's... you can get so frustrated and so mad that you want to raise your voice and you just want to spit, you know, like just tell them what you want to tell them. And that never comes off well. It never, the message is never received. If you are yelling, if you are speaking harshly, if you have that energy where I felt it from the other party, but I was doing my best to feel the energy coming through and allow myself to just kind of relax. And I could feel it definitely in my chest. And so I was just like, just breathing and breathing. And of course, in this moment, the person sitting across from me having the conversation wasn't noticing me breathing. He was doing his own thing, you know, but as I allowed myself to really relax and just keep breathing and remind myself that I'm totally safe. Everyone here loves me. It's all good. Was able to really let the energy move and then have the conversation that I wanted to have in a peaceful and absolutely loving and calm manner, where I wasn't responding to his reaction. I was just saying what I know to be true.
But his reaction also changed.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because he heard you. Mm-hmm. He was able to hear you. And I think that we have so much trouble with that in our lives.
Yeah.
Of knowing, like, we know exactly what we feel and what we want to say and how we want to do it. And we've rehearsed it in the shower a thousand times. And, you know, we're ready for that job interview, or we're ready to, you know, ask somebody how they feel about you, or, you know, drop some bomb on someone. Mm-hmm. And in the moment, you can't control the feelings that are going on in your body, and you completely just shit the bed.
Yeah.
You don't say that amazing articulate thing in the job interview.
Yeah.
You forget to bring up, you know, these three or four important reasons why you have such a good connection, why you're the perfect person for this thing. And, you know, and so for me, learning how to, as you always tell me, take my brain off, put it on the nightstand next to me, pat it on the head. You know, and I think these are like really simple little things that when you just know about it, like, you know, it's the whole idea. You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And so I want to just share those few little simple things that we can do, you know, starting the new year off fresh.
Yeah.
We want to be able to be our best selves, be our authentic self, speak our truth, do it with just empowered resilience. I want you to teach those, you know, few little things, like what this whole idea of feeling and moving the energy in your body to enable yourself to be your best self. What does that look like?
Well, I first want to say that what I did over the holiday was a very senior move. That was an expert move, I'm just going to say. Because I've been doing this for a long time. I mean, truly, for 20-something years, I've known about this. And for the past probably 14 or 15 years, I've really been practicing this.
Yeah.
And this was the first time I was able to do it as powerfully and as easily as mm-hmm. I did. So you're not always going to be able to, in the beginning, and you can, it's absolutely possible for you to be able to move the energy in the moment. But don't expect that of yourself. You know, the whole idea is being easy and being soft and recognizing that you're human and we're very emotional beings and every feeling we've ever felt is absolutely valid. This is your response to your physical reality, to situations and things that have happened in your life, and your response to them is valid, and there's nothing wrong with that. And so that being the baseline of where we start is that it's okay how you feel, and it's important to allow yourself to feel physically the energy of what you feel because it's very good information. Although your brain, in the moment of you feeling bad, is not giving you the best information because you can never think better than you feel. If you notice when you're sick, it's just bad and you feel bad and things are bad and you can't really be positive when you're physically not feeling well. So when you allow yourself to just feel, and that's when I tell you, take your little brain out, set it aside and give it a pat and say, I'll think about it in just a minute. Like, I will. I know this is important. And that's what we're like, you have to think about this right now. Like, you're right. You're absolutely right. I do need to think about this, but I need to relax and I need to feel better physically about the situation. And then when I feel better physically, the things that I think about are different. And so what I was doing was in real time, moving the energy and allowing myself to feel the upset at the words that I was hearing from the person that I was hearing them from and soothe myself. And this is all a very fast process, but before you get there, you just have to begin to do it. And that starts with recognizing when you're upset. Number one is like, oh, wow, I'm really pissed off right now, or I'm super frustrated or irritated, and say, oh, okay, here's this situation and irritation, frustration is the emotion around it. And I feel it in my chest, or I feel it in my stomach or my solar plexus, just below the rib cage and just above the belly button. That's your solar plexus. And so just pinpointing the physical sensation of the emotion caused by the situation or the person. And it's just like a little, okay, not so, it's very personal because when you're talking about the situation or the person, it is absolutely what they've done to you, what they've said to you, how what they've done affected you, blah, blah, blah. This is very like, you did this to me. Mm-hmm. So, okay, that's very personal. A little less personal is I'm feeling irritated right now. And what's completely not personal at all is I have a physical sensation in my body that feels uncomfortable. And oftentimes, like, this feeling in my chest is me wanting to just tear my hair out running down the streets. Like, I don't even want to be with myself. It feels so uncomfortable. And these are the most powerful moments in your life because when you realize that this is what's happening and you can just stop and say, okay, it's right here. Like right here, I feel it in my chest. And then you just close your eyes and say, oh, bless my heart, bless my heart. This was such an upsetting situation. I wish I hadn't heard that. I wish he didn't feel that way or whatever it is that you're feeling. Like, okay, again, I'll think about you in just a second and then go back and just allow your heart to ache truly and let yourself just be there with yourself in that moment, feeling what you feel, like how you naturally feel the emotion that came up in your body around the situation that just happened. If we did that our entire lives, we would never hold on to anything and yeah. We would just let it all move and everything would be fine.
It's the physical act of letting go.
Yeah.
And so we talk a lot about letting go of something, but until you are able to feel those feelings mm-hmm. and physically feel them releasing and mm-hmm. moving up your body and yeah. eventually out. Like yeah. that's the act, that's the action that you're wanting to take in that moment.
And the thing is, and this is what I, before I learned how to do this, you're so afraid if I let myself go there, it will never stop.
Yeah.
And that's something that someone else in our family said this weekend. Like, I cannot start crying, because if I allowed myself to cry, I would never stop. And I'm like, oh, bless your heart. I love you so much. Of course you will. Of course you will. You're going to cry it out and you're going to be like, oh my God, I'm exhausted. And that is ridiculous. I can't believe I was so upset about all that stuff. But you have to allow yourself to let it come up, to let it go.
And something like that sounds completely ridiculous to me as someone who I've been actively mm-hmm. practicing this since, mm-hmm. I guess, 2012. Mm-hmm. And now to hear someone say that, I'm just like,
what? You will. What? It'll be okay.
Yeah. Like, that's crazy talk. And so, you know, and actually that this, it would be a good segue into bringing cannabis into this discussion, because on our drive back to your place mm-hmm. today, we had a moment of appreciation for the plant about how integral it is in our daily lives, but also in this process of moving energy and dealing with mm-hmm. difficult situations.
Yeah. Cannabis is such a powerful medicine. It has truly, it unhooks your busy monkey mind from the physical sensations in your body. And this, one of the things that I was discussing was how having cramps, having menstrual cramps and smoking weed was just like, it was such a powerful healer, because I could allow myself to just feel the sensation of my guts turning inside out and not be emotionally attached to the feeling. So it's then like, oh, it's interesting. Wow. Like, oh my gosh, they're really flipping over in there. That's something. That is something. Rather than wanting to sob and cry and be on the floor.
You were just in the middle of something earlier, so I smoked one round without you. My apologies.
That's right. I won't hold it against you.
But yeah, and that's the other thing about being casually baked whenever you are, you know, thinking through dealing with some feelings or emotions or situation. Yeah. For me, the thing that I find that it does in those moments mm-hmm. is it's not just taking off your brain, but it's also slipping on a bunch of different hats and like trying on all these different perspectives.
Yeah.
Until I find one that feels good.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Everyone wants to roll their eyes when they bring me a situation, because I can very quickly go through my Rolodex of perspectives to find the best one.
Exactly.
Like, I'm an expert at this now.
Absolutely.
And so I, you know, have rainbows and sunshine shooting mm-hmm. out my ass all the time. Mm-hmm. But it's because of this practice of feeling my feelings and integrating cannabis into that experience. Yeah. And I think it's a bloody beneficial thing to add to your repertoire if you
Absolutely.
Can do it. So,
absolutely. Well, and anybody can do it. And that's the thing. We just didn't know. We all felt like, oh, shove it down, put it under your arm, stick it in your back pocket, cram it down, don't feel it. Like, if I allow this to happen, if I allow myself to truly feel what I'm feeling, then I'll feel it forever. And I really remember thinking that. But one thing that I teach the people that I have sessions with is like, there is always a perspective that serves you. There is always, in every situation, a perspective that serves you. And so if you can't see it looking at it from the front side, then turn it over and look at it from the back side and turn it around and really examine the whole thing. It's, you know, being stuck in traffic and then recognizing that, well, if I'd gotten there 10 minutes earlier, I might have been in a car accident, or, you know, run into someone that I didn't want to see, or, you know, any number of things.
Well, and the thing about situations like that, that I am starting to see more of is, you know what? I am traffic to somebody else. That person in the car behind mm-hmm. me, I'm their traffic.
Exactly.
So I need to get glad because I need to add some harmony mm-hmm. to this global situation that we have. Like, we're all energy, we're all connected. Mm-hmm. And so I need to be happy in my JoJo pants. Mm-hmm. And hopefully I will inspire you to be happy in yours. And so these are life skills worth learning, especially
Absolutely.
When you have this clean slate of January and everybody's making New Year's resolutions. And maybe yours can be feeling your feelings and learning how to move energy in your body. And I know it sounds crazy to some people, but if you just, this one, that first simple thing that she, that Crystal said, so identify what the situation is, like, is it a person, is it a place, it is a thing, and then what are my feelings around it? Am I pissed off? Am I, well, you wouldn't be happier. We wouldn't be doing this exercise. Am I pissed off? Am I scared? Am I nervous? Am I anxious? And then the next thing is, where in the fuck in your body are you feeling that?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I have been in situations where I wanted to say something and I was too scared to, and it felt like somebody was choking me out right there in the moment.
Yep.
So you can't tell me that you don't know where that is.
Exactly.
If you just take 2 seconds to think about it, you know where you feel it in your body.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I get fired up about this shit. I like
Listen, I love it. You don't know how happy I am right now.
So, okay, people identify the feelings in their body. Then we, so now talk about moving that so that they can let go of it.
So as you're, as you notice where it is, and oftentimes, I mean, it could be in your knee, it could be in your shoulder, oftentimes it's in your neck, but really you're going to feel it like in your belly, in your solar plexus, which again is below your rib cage, just above your belly button. And that is, there's a swath of nerves across there that just feels so intense. And that's typically because I've been moving energy forever. So I don't feel like, I mean, I'll feel heart energy when it comes up. Like in that conversation, it was just like my heart was pounding and it was tight and I was having a hard time breathing and just really trying to take deep breaths and slow down and relax. But you just allow yourself to really get in your body. And if you can start at your head and relax your eyes and your face and your jaws and your cheeks, and then go down into your neck and your shoulders and your chest and your solar plexus and your belly and your hips, and you really draw your awareness all the way down through your body, down through your thighs, through your knees, your shins, ankles, feet, and you're just breathing and relaxing and allowing yourself to feel
high.
That's true.
This is practice it high.
Yeah, because it's easier that way. Because when you're not high, you're thinking, oh, that asshole, what did he say? I can't believe he said that. Like, oh, what a jerk. You're thinking about everything, but you smoke a bowl and then it's just like, who cares? Oh, wow, interesting. I have this sensation. Wow, it's really, it feels tight. Ooh, it feels kind of fuzzy. Maybe it's a little hot. Like, begin to allow yourself to describe it. Use as many adjectives as you can to describe it. Is it red hot? Is it black? Is it heavy? And then as you're focusing on the sensation of your emotion, because this is where it all started, the situation, the emotion, and now we're really examining the feeling in our body. What color is it? How does it feel? And as you're doing that, then your emotional attachment to it begins to kind of float away because you're not thinking of it in that way. And then it is easier to
And then
move.
It becomes something where you can put your brain back on and think about it in a more logical.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you'll, and if you'll start and say, one is being the least, zero, of course, you don't feel it at all. One is slight and 10 is the worst. If you say, oh my gosh, I'm super upset and I'm feeling an 11 in my chest, you know, just, okay, we're breathing and now it's a 7. Okay. And now a few more breaths. And I'm calming myself down, and now it's a 5. Okay, and maybe it stays at a 3. But even a 3, you know, it's better than a 10. And so you just let yourself be where that is and move on about your day, being conscious of where that is. And even from a 7 or a 5, you're going to have a better thought about it than it was when it was a 10. And so just really consciously supporting yourself and being so kind and so loving and saying, oh my gosh, it's okay. It's okay. Oh, I'm so sorry. This is upsetting. This is so upsetting. That was a frustrating situation. And you really just dealt with so much right there. Like, wow. Okay. You're all right. Let's just get centered again and get calm and allow yourself to breathe and bless my heart, bless my heart, bless my heart. It's all good. It's all good. Oh, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, well, man, he was upset, wasn't he? Like, what in the world is going on in that person's life that would cause them to have that strong of an emotion about something that really does not affect them at all?
Yeah, it is a, it's an important skill to learn, not just for yourself, but also for all of the important relationships in your life. You know, it helps you be a better coworker. It helps you be a better boss.
Absolutely.
It helps you be a better creative partner. Mm. I find that it benefits every single area of my life.
Absolutely. And I tell my people all the time, the calmest person in the room is the most powerful. One person in their power, in their peace, in flow with their own lives is more powerful than a million people out of balance and out of their center. So it is the most powerful place to be. And when you recognize that, I mean, everything is cake. It's just like, oh, I can eat this or not, and I don't have to be upset that there's nuts in it and I didn't want nuts. I just skip right past it. And it gives you your power. It truly does. I teach people to use their conscious awareness to create the right reality that they want, because you are creating your reality all the time. Do you know how you're doing it? Do you like what's happening? If you like what's happening, go, girl.
Yeah.
Continue. Mm-hmm. Do your thing. But if you're not pleased with what's going on in your life, figure out what you're doing to contribute to that shitty situation. Like, what am I doing? How do I keep bringing this up? Why am I on this hamster wheel? Oh, it's because I'm super frustrated about this situation, and I just keep bitching about it. And I'll call my sister, and then I'll call my mother, and then I'll call my brother, and I'll call everybody and talk to them about why I'm upset. But I won't allow myself to just sit down and feel the physical sensation of the upset and where it is in my body. Because if you do that, then you won't be upset anymore. I need everyone to know this.
As you're saying that, 1,000 thoughts are going through my head. And I try to just be present and not try to hang on to a question. But I will get there.
Yeah.
But, oh, shit, what was I going to... Oh, okay. So whenever you're saying the calmest person in the room has the most power.
Mm-hmm.
And then by doing this exercise, you're finding peace within your body. So mm-hmm. it allows you to be a better version of yourself.
Absolutely.
And when you can be a better version of yourself, you tend to look at all of these things that are coming at you, like the chaos that just enters into your life mm-hmm. that you maybe had nothing to do with. It's just chaos. But you can all of a sudden start seeing these things from a mm-hmm. loving lens.
Mm-hmm.
It's our power, and like being in my power and being in my love
mm-hmm.
are the two best tools that I can have to
Absolutely.
Live the life that I want to live. And so to me, cannabis was the catalyst mm-hmm. that got me into this exercise.
Right.
And then being in this exercise mm-hmm. helped me recognize that I am in control of the things happening in my life. And I never find myself on that victim mm-hmm. side
Absolutely.
of the coin.
Mm-hmm.
And it truly does allow me to be one of those people that yeah. always thinks that yeah. everybody's coming at me from the best of intentions.
Right.
And I'm always going to embrace mm-hmm. you and have, you know, kind, loving intentions towards you, because I just believe that's what everybody's bringing until they show me otherwise.
And when they do show you otherwise, you can say, oh,
yes.
Are you okay?
Bless your heart.
Are you okay? How can I help you? What can I do for you? Because you're struggling right now, and I'm so sorry, and I'm here for you because I'm not going to be upset by what you say.
Yeah. I have no attachment to
I recognize that my shit is my shit and your shit is your shit. And if you're spewing this direction, you've got a problem.
Yeah.
And I want to help you feel better.
Yeah.
Because it's not my problem and I'm not upset about it.
I know. I mean, it's such a gift. And
yeah.
so I wanted to have you on and just explain it a little better to my Casually Baked tribe. And if y'all are interested in learning more about what my sister does with the energy element, you can go to crystalnuding.com.
Yep.
And she's a proper hippie. So that's CrystalNuding.com. And she offers hourly sessions, mm-hmm. right?
Yep.
And just tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
I have the Energy Element online course. I do sessions hourly You can do a single individual session or a set of three sessions, or I even have like a set of 9 or 10 sessions that you can buy.
But the energy element, this is basically a deeper dive into what we've been talking about today. And it's an online course, and you can do that and couple it with the with the counseling
with
sessions.
The sessions.
And those are over the phone or, I mean, in person, I guess, if you're in the greater Austin area.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Or on the phone or Skype. I do sessions with people all over the world, really. So distance and wherever you are is no barrier.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, I hope we didn't get too hippy-dippy with you guys today, but I think it's really important stuff. And I am what I tell people. I'm her walking billboard.
Yay.
This is something that I have been actively practicing. I mean, knowing and reading about since 30. So for 12 years, this has been something that I've strived towards, but really been in my stride with it for the last, what, 6, going on 7 years. So if you want to grow up and be like me, call her.
I love you.
You're like, I don't know what to say to that.
I know. I was like, there's probably some people like,
Hey, I don't even know.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of you. I'm so proud of you. Really. You are creating a wonderful reality. I'm amazed at you every day. And I truly enjoy seeing what you do and hearing what you do and recognizing how you touch the lives that you do. And I just, you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, and it feels so good to watch. I love you.
I love you too, Sissy.
Yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
Subscribe to Casually Baked the Podcast. And scene. What energy are you bringing to the situations in your life? How do you speak to yourself and others in difficult moments? When was the last time you let yourself really feel your feelings? Remember, you can never think better than you feel. If you need to move some seriously old energy that's holding you back, do what I do and call my sissy. Crystal is generously offering free 30-minute soothing sessions to the Casually Baked tribe. And because I asked nicely, my soul sister is also offering $50 off her Energy Element online course if you decide to purchase. Email CRYSTAL at crystalnewding.com and mention you heard her on Casually Baked for your free soothing session and $50 off the Energy Element online course. You are creating your reality all the time. If you don't like what's happening, what are you doing to change it? I challenge you to be an active participant in making 2019 your best year yet. If you live in the Bay Area, you can catch a live recording of the Love Mary Jane podcast at Mary Jane's coming out party on January 17th. It's at 6 p.m. in the lounge at Harvest on Geary. You should join us for a lively social mixer featuring some favorite local cannabis brands and giveaways. This is a consumption-friendly event. Mix and mingle with other canna-curious folks. Come on, expand your social circle in the new year. The Love Mary Jane podcast will explore cannabis and relationships with Aaron Beata, Bay Area matchmaker and love coach. All interested attendees receive a complimentary matchmaking profile in Aaron's network of conscious singles, not only in the SF Bay Area, but also Los Angeles and NYC. So if you had a New Year's resolution to put yourself out there more, this event is a great place for you to start. We'll also explore the benefits of cannabis in the bedroom and discover cannabis-infused products suited to set the mood and enhance your experience. Cannabis educator Tali Eisenberg will lead the Canna Sex Ed portion of the party. Bring Mary Jane your cannabis-infused relationship question or sticky situation for inclusion on the podcast or a future episode. Personal, professional, parental, romantic, community, nothing is off limits. and those who participate will rep the contemporary cannabis culture and style. As a thank you, I'm gifting party favors from stash bags to educational resources to muscle rub to casually baked gear. There's all kinds of good stuff for those who are willing to lean in and put themselves out there. So if you want to learn more about that, you can find Mary Jane's coming out party on Eventbrite, or I'll also share links in the show notes at casuallybaked.com. All right, I think that's it for now. We had a hard time. If you're inspired by what you heard today, I hope you'll share this episode and the energy element with someone you love. As always, you'll find relevant links and videos in the podcast 69 show notes at casuallybaked.com. It's hard time. We had a hard time. Casually Baked, the podcast, was created, recorded, and produced by yours truly. Editing and sound design are in the capable hands of Arnav Gupta. Will Llewellyn is editing the video version of the podcast, now available on YouTube and channel 203 on Cannabis Club TV. The podcast theme music is by my highly talented friend Seth Walker. If you aren't familiar with Seth's music, you can find High Time on his album Gotta Get Back, wherever you're buying your music these days. I know he didn't create High Time for me, but it sure as shit sounds like he did, right? I hope you'll tune in next time. Thanks for hanging out. Next week on the podcast, we've got a crossover episode with Love Mary Jane. I sat down with Sabo Shen, a cannabis entrepreneur and dad, to explore his highly responsible parenting style in the modern cannabis culture. What are you curious about in the new year? If you've got a can of curiosity you'd like me to tackle on the show, send me a direct message on social. My handle is at casuallybaked, or you can always fill out the inquiry form at casuallybaked.com. And if you know somebody that you think would be a great guest, or you think you are a great guest, let me know. Send me your profile, what you got going on, and we'll see if it works.